Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the first half of our gospel lesson as recorded in Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, Jesus in his hometown. And what do we find in Jesus' hometown? Unbelief separates from Jesus. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's nice to hear that people are good. I've been called a pretty good guy sometimes, and I know it's not the truth. You've been called a good guy or a good lady, a good child. Unfortunately, it's just not the truth. God tells us from his holy word that there is not one man who is good, for we are all sinners. Yes, we are sinners. Including me. I transgress against God's law daily and much. I break his Ten Commandments. Sometimes I place myself above God. I don't listen to his word. I murder in my heart. I steal. I covet. I don't treat my wife the way I should treat her. Yes, I'm guilty. And so aren't you. Each and every one of you are also guilty of the very same sins. For no one is just. No one can stand before a holy and righteous God and think that they can save themselves. You see, here in Nazareth today, the people may have been thinking that here's Jesus. Well, he's a pretty good man. They may have been thinking that he's no one really special, though. He's just a good moral teacher, but he's no one special. Such is unbelief. The people here in Nazareth, Jesus' own hometown, they were showing their rank unbelief. The root of unbelief is envy and pride. Notice what the people said. Where did this man get these things? They wouldn't admit that Jesus is God. What's this wisdom that has been given him? Why, the people of Nazareth, they knew Jesus. They knew his father. They knew his mother. They knew his brothers. And obviously, according to our text, his sisters were still living in Nazareth. Why, he's no one special. We knew him since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. And all the stories we could tell you about him. He's just the son of a carpenter. He's no one special. Unbelief proclaims, loudly proclaims that Jesus is just another fella, just a moral man, just a good teacher. He is not God. Unbelief will never ever accept that Jesus is the Son of the living God, that he is the Messiah. You see, such responses from the people robbed the people there in Nazareth of the blessings of their Lord. Unbelief today robs you and me, robs a person of the gifts of Jesus, the gifts that he gives here in the church, found only in the church, found in his means of grace, found in his body and blood, of which many of you will take into your body this morning. Unbelief separates us from a holy, loving, just God. Unbelief has very, very sad results. You all know this. I know this. It separates a person from a God who does not want anyone to be lost. He wants all people to be saved. He wants all people to believe that what has happened here was for them personally, that Jesus died for them, washed away their sins. He wants them to believe that there is only one way to heaven. God wants them to believe that what Jesus has done was for them. Yet, unbelief separates. It separates a person from the gifts of confession and absolution, of which you just benefited. You just stood and confessed your sins. And yes, you heard the words of a pastor, but those are the words of your Lord Jesus that has forgiven you of all your sins. Believe it, because it's the truth. Unbelief separates a person from body and blood, from the one gift that God has given to the church that guarantees to us that our sin is forgiven. Not only do we see it, but we taste it, we feel it, we know it's the truth, because it is Jesus who is here serving us. And what does his body and blood do? Yes, forgives us of our sins, strengthens our faith for life and salvation. Yet unbelief separates that from us. Unbelief drives us into dark, deep despair. And we do those things that we should not do. We leave the church. We do not hear his word. We do not partake of his body and blood. God wants all men. He wants all women. He wants all children of all nations to be in his kingdom. But when a person willfully walks away, then God, who is a holy and just God, will do that which is holy and just, and he will condemn. He doesn't want any of us to endure the eternal wrath of his Father. That's why Jesus endured it for you and me. I cannot fully explain, neither can you fully explain, what has happened to your Lord here on the cross. We see nice pictures. We see a movie. It's not even close. Jesus truly did endure the eternal wrath of his Father once and for all, for you, for me. So the saddest result of rejection of Jesus, who is the way, who is the truth, who is your life, is that the unbeliever will not come to the Father in heaven. He will not come, she will not come into the eternal kingdom that was prepared for them. They threw it all away by walking away from Jesus. Sadly, on the great last day, Jesus will not wipe every tear from their eyes. For the unbeliever, there will be everlasting death. There will be everlasting mourning and crying and pain. So now, dear friends, now is the time. Now is the time for you to go to your loved ones. And if they have not walked with the Lord, encourage them to come back, to receive those gifts that are found here, so that Jesus can heal them, so that he can heal them spiritually, so that he can wash away all their sin, so that they can receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins, for the strengthening of their faith, for life, for salvation. You see, your family members, and that includes mine too, they need to hear the full measure of God's word. They need to hear that they cannot save themselves. They need to hear that if they die in their trespasses and sin, that's exactly what happens. They will die in their trespasses and sin. On the great last day, Jesus is not going to throw up his arms and say, "Oh, well, it was just a big joke. Y'all come in." No, his word is clear. If there is no faith, there is no salvation. If there is no goodness given to you by God, there is no life. If you've tried to work your way into heaven, you've just worked your way into hell. So now is the time. Now is the time, dear friend, to hear the gospel and to proclaim that gospel to your loved ones. And it's time for me to proclaim that gospel to my loved ones. Not only my family, my personal family, but to my church family. That it's Jesus, and it is only Jesus, the Son of God, who can save and who has saved you. If you do not believe in him, you will die. But if you believe in him, you will live. That is his promise. Those of you who come here, and we ask that those of you who are not members of this congregation or members of the Missouri Synod, that you please refrain and please respect our confession. But of those of you who come here to receive the body and blood, you must believe that you're receiving the Lord's body and blood from him. Yes, a man is putting it in your mouth, and a man is lifting a chalice to your lips, but it is Jesus doing the work. Your Lord and Savior is present. He is here to heal you. He is here to make you whole again. He is here to make you acceptable in the sight of a holy and just God. He is here to wash away all your sin. It is Jesus who is here this morning to give to you body and blood. It is Jesus who is here this morning to announce to each and every one of you that if you truly believe who he is, that he is the one who has died, and he is the one who has risen, and he is the one who has ascended, and he is the one who is coming again. If you truly believe who Jesus is, then you are saved. You are his dear child. And he is here, yes, he is here, to forgive you of all your sin. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.